the quality of the dress, the style matches the attitude of the woman who's wearing it. And that's what's really sad, because in and of itself, the dresses wouldn't be so offensive if there wasn't a joyless lack of creativity attitude about the women who are wearing them.
Yes. All right, everyone, welcome back to Hot Topic October. The first Hot Topic October was Suck It Up Buttercup. And Lids, what is the second Hot Topic October?
How not to be a frumpy fanny.
Don't succumb to the frumpness.
Yep.
So what do we mean when we're saying frumpy fanny?
Okay. So
who are we describing?
It's kind of, there's multiple facets. There's multiple directions that people take it. So one would be the like dull, earth-toned calico dress look.
Yep.
It's very in right now. Oftentimes it's accompanied with the sourdough trend.
Yep.
And then
the homesteading trend.
Yes. And then the other one is the like college girl look, where it's like
shortless.
Yeah.
Shortless.
Yeah, where you like a baggy shirt and you're like,
it's two sizes too big.
And you wonder if they're even wearing shorts. So that, or yeah, they're wearing like sweats, the joggers and all of that, and the hair is just a mess. Like they look like they haven't washed it in 5 days. That sort of
this look. Is who I am, and you just need to embrace it.
So that's what we're talking about today.
Yes. And the reason why we wanted to hit home on this is because there is a fundamental issue of regarding this trend in particular. Right. And there is a more overarching problem, though, that has continued to be a problem in our culture, of following trends in our culture. And the reason why is because oftentimes it is not God's standards that created that trend.
Right. Yes.
So.
Yeah. Oftentimes I think where it comes from, we're not women of the word. Right. So culturally, we're not in our Bibles enough, or we're reading it just to read it and get it done, but we're not actually studying what's in it. And so we don't have a firm foundation. So we're being fed whatever's coming through our social media feed or YouTube or wherever. And it's being shoved down our throats since 2020, which is kind of what you're talking about earlier, the homesteading vibe. And so we've adopted what's being fed from social media.
Oh, for sure. And it has the frumpiness in particular has really just infiltrated our culture and has seeped into the Christian community in particular. And I would say the floral dresses, because obviously, you know, you Christian women are have enough common sense to look at the shorts and be like, well, that's just immodest.
Right.
But we don't often then look at something like the trend of the trad wife or the Ma Ingles or something. And we don't evaluate that because it's like, well, we're not showing off our legs or we're not showing off, you know, our bodies. And so that's fine. Mm-hmm. And so they've come to think through like, okay, well, that's just fine. And it's like, but have you actually thought, is that glorifying God? Mm-hmm. Like, and that's the issue of what we want to address here, because it does not, if you think about it, you have to ask yourself, why are you dressing in that way? Like for the Ma Ingles type, which I mean, I saw this one video of this lady and, I think it was on YouTube or something. I don't even know why. I don't know all the details about like the video or like who this woman was.
Okay.
But she was like in the full Ma Ingles garb, like head to toe, like everything. I think she even had a bonnet on.
Ooh.
And I mean, honestly, you know how you can go and visit, like you can go and visit where they shot Little House on the Prairie. Like it looked like she'd be one of those characters.
Okay.
Standing around. And I kid you not, and I do not know how she got her husband to do this, but he walked in while she's cooking dinner on her fireplace, you know, and she's got this huge cauldron and she's okay. Making dinner. I guess it was a soup or something, I don't know. And then her husband walks in in his colonial garb.
And he looks like a clergyman.
And he came in with his old-fashioned musket. No. And I think the thing was he had just come in from hunting. Which, I mean, who knows if that was actually true. I don't remember if we actually saw a dead animal or anything. And then they, sit down for their, dinner. And their wooden everything, wood, stone, no pop of color, just neutral everything. And it was so pathetic. And you have to think, they have to be getting some sort of income off of that video. Because why would you do that? Unless you're just that crazy. There's something not right with you in the head.
Yeah.
If that actually is what your everyday life looks like mm-hmm. when you live in America now in modern day, you're really? You have to be gaining some sort of income, but then begs the question, why are they getting money from that?
Yeah. Yeah. Why is that being pushed?
What's wrong with our culture that we think that is right? That is godly.
And that's part of the problem with, it is just getting at the heart issue, because it's oftentimes with the trend of the dresses and all of that, it's almost as if the wearing the floral calico dresses equates to godliness.
Yes.
And if you're not wearing that, you are not a good Christian woman.
First of all, just always be leery if someone is telling you the floral dress, that is godly. Always be wary of something like that where they actually paint the picture for you, because God does not do that. That is not God's habit of when there is leeway for creativity, when God gives you something like that to wear, like with your apparel, where you can translate something, your job is to translate what is classic based off of your lifestyle, based off of your culture, based off of where you live, based off of what day and age you're in. When someone then says, this equals godliness, that is...
Yeah.
A red flag should immediately go up, because that is not how God does it. God operates based off of, here are the rules, here are the boundaries, now here's your freedom to choose, what, based off of, again, your situation, what is modest and what is classic for your day. Because he does define beauty, which I think is another issue, is the culture at large, especially with the frumpiness in the Christians as well, are trying to then redefine beauty to what they think beautiful is. And especially too, if you look at it, it more often than not is just a really sad individual that has some sort of platform that wants his wife, or wants if you're a mom and you want your daughters or your family to live a certain lifestyle, and now they're telling everyone, here's what equals godliness, and that's just their standard. And now they're trying to subject everyone to that. And you have to ask yourself why. Why does that equal godliness to you? You know what I mean? Beauty isn't relative. God defined beauty. And so why are you now trying to then take that and subject everyone to now your definition of what's beautiful?
Yeah, and there are, in Christian circles, pastors or men in certain Christian circles say that, it is only floral dresses if you want to be a feminine, if you want to have a feminine wife, it is only this option. And that, I think what you're saying is very important, because not everyone's father is the same. Not everyone's husband is the same. And we as women are natural born translators. And so you have to translate with God's standard as the foundation, how to best then adorn yourself in accordance with your everyday duties, the life that you're living, how then to dress in a way that's modest and appropriate for your family,
mm-hmm.
but all in accordance with God's word.
Yes. And you have to think, is what I'm wearing pleasing to God?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I just trying to fit into some sort of mold because of peer pressure? So that's the other sad thing, is that when a trend becomes a trend, is because everyone wants to be like the other person beside them.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they look at that person and they're moved by, I don't know, jealousy, or they want to be loved by everyone. They're fearing man. And so then that's where then that they decide to adopt this certain trend. And the danger in that is that more often than not, that really does tend to be an issue, especially amongst women, is because like, well, my best friend, my girlfriend, my whatever, is she dresses like this and she wears this and she says that, you know, this is godliness. And so I'm going to mimic her. And it's like, well, no, that's, you know, there is a whole myriad of things that we could talk about, especially with the trad wife, if that is what your friend has adopted. But don't let your fear of what she's going to think of you or what your culture at large is going to think of you, if you don't succumb to that particular trend.
Yeah, because on particularly on the side of the dresses, I think it is more the attitude and the heart behind it, the motivation, because what's really sad is that oftentimes that trend, the frumpy dress, calico dress trend, is associated with, because, you know, oftentimes it's like there's like a lack of color, it's mm-hmm. earth tone, neutral, whatever, but the dress, the quality of the dress, the style matches the attitude of the woman who's wearing it. Mm-hmm. And that's what's really sad, because in and of itself, the dresses wouldn't be so offensive if there wasn't a joyless lack of creativity attitude about the women who are wearing them.
Yes. And your theology, along with that, your theology comes at your fingertips. And so you can immediately look at that person and you know what kind of a home they have. Mm. You know what I mean? Like the trad wife trend. We've seen some extremes where, you know, all their kids got wooden toys for Christmas.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, or the single girl that is wearing the baggy tees that are two sizes too big and it doesn't look like she has pants on. You know, okay, that person lives in a dorm and she probably has clothes festering on the floor and she lives a really dirty life and probably watches TV every night. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's like, and you can immediately, when you look at someone, what you wear communicates something about who you are. And you are a walking billboard, whether you like it or not. And the question is not whether you are promoting something, it's what are you promoting?
Yeah, and it reflects upon your head as well.
Oh, yeah.
So when you see a really immodest girl walking downtown somewhere, it's like, who let her go out like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, did her father not see that outfit before she left home?
Yep.
Did a sibling not tell her? Did a friend not tell her?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but mostly it reflects upon the leadership of her pastor, her father. And so that's what's also really sad, because it's not reflecting upon the Lord well, especially if you're calling yourself a Christian.
Yes. And keep in mind, ladies, that it is not a sin to adorn yourself, to look beautiful. Like, because along with the frumpiness trend, there's like a laziness that gets tagged alongside of that. It's hard to tell if they're even wearing makeup, you know, like, did they do their hair in any way, you know, to look nice? Did they try to adorn themselves at all? And the reason why that's such an important thing is to adorn yourself is because God does love beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Beauty is not a sin. And so you do need to work at making yourself look beautiful, because it is also, it shows that you have a love for God. You have a correct love of your appearance, right? You don't have a sinful love to where it's like, I'm dressing to be lusted after, but you're dressing to glorify God, again, to reflect your head in a honorable way, to bring glory to your head, whether that be your dad or your husband, and then that bringing glory. And then also it brings, it's loving to your family.
Yeah.
To adorn yourself in such a way to where you look pleasing.
Yeah, because there is, so you have the side that's like the midnight Walmart goers.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, you rolled out of bed.
You know who you are.
You rolled out of bed and are now, you know, it's the sweats, it's the hair, it's just like a, and the slip-on sandals, like it just,
yeah, well, now really, it's like just anytime you go to Walmart at like 2 p.m. whatever,
yeah,
you can tell like they've made their way, they've graced us all with their presence in the early hours now.
Yeah, so it's that, the take the midnight Walmart shopper look and apply it to women during the day, or the women in the dresses where it's like, it looks like it took you all 5 minutes to get ready.
Now time out here. If you're, because I, in case anyone was to throw a complaint against us. If your child, we are not saying that if your child is sick in the middle of the night or during the day and you, he's just been, he or she just been throwing up like crazy and you've been having to help him out nonstop. We are not saying that if you go to Walmart in your pajamas in the middle of the day or whatever, at night, in the middle of the night, and you just had to go out and grab some medicine and then come back, that you are in sin against God.
Right.
Your child is the most important thing in that moment. So, but we're saying on a given daily basis, if that is your everyday appearance. So you have to think through as well when you get dressed in the morning. This is just, you know, common sense of like, what do I have going on in my day to day to then dictate what kind of an outfit are you going to wear that day? So like, right. For instance, today, do you want to explain what we're wearing, what we're wearing?
We're both wearing overalls because our garden is still finishing up and we know we're going to have to be back out getting dirty. It's been raining, so we're going to have to get back out and get dirty. So we're trying to still maintain, like, be cute, be appropriate, be modest, but then also translate for the day that we're going to be outside.
But we had other things to do today, so we didn't have time to put on something more in line with what we usually wear for the podcast. But that's to be said, is there are those days, and you just need to accept that as a female. And then and be confident then in your wardrobe for that day, knowing that you're dressing in such a way to honor God and give him glory.
Yeah.
And ultimately, that is what we love about a classic female. So like, take Kate Middleton, right?
Yeah.
She didn't grow up being a princess, but she has embraced her lifestyle. And she has then, she knows, we all know inherently what is beautiful. So like a sunset, we know that's beautiful. And it's like, well, who told you that? No one told you that. You just know it's beautiful. You look at a sunset and it's beautiful and we all know that. And so there are inherent ways God has designed us to automatically know what is beautiful, and it is not in the eyes of the beholder.
Right. Yeah.
Take what is beautiful then, and what you know to be beauty, true beauty, and translate that into your everyday lifestyle. And that is a classic beautiful female.
For instance, I was reading in The Hidden Art of Homemaking by Edith Schaefer, that she was talking about the subject of fashion, and she was talking about how God, the ultimate creator, the ultimate designer, gave us an example in the flowers. Mm-hmm. And so if you think about it, flowers are just, it's classic beauty that has stood the test of time. It's something that God has given us as a reference point, because there's the verse in Matthew 6 where it talks about, look to the lilies, and that even Solomon and all his, you know, he would have been wearing the royal garments. Even he and all of that royalty, all of that pump was not arrayed like one of the lilies. And so look at all the wonderful examples of color and texture, and that even within the same species of flower, like, they can be different. There can be slight differences that are amazing. And so, like, follow that example of what's amazing too about flowers is that there's, like, certain flowers fit certain occasions. Mm-hmm. And so that's what's also a neat something to take away about how you dress, like, fitting a certain occasion or complimenting your husband, like, you know, like for a wedding, you're given certain boundaries for what this, like, the, depending on the time of the wedding, what the style of clothes that you're supposed to wear. And so then being a compliment to your husband, or just all around the whole family, kind of complimenting one another in their outfits. And I think women are natural born translators. And so it's such a fun challenge that the Lord has given us to then take that, and with the scripture as our standard, to then translate what would be a blessing to our head.
And even, like, along with that metaphor would be then, like, the bouquets. Mm-hmm. Right. So you've picked out certain flowers that you think would harmonize well with one another and would complement one another. And the beautiful thing in that is that your personality is going to come out in what you create, regardless of what you do. Mm-hmm. And so if you truly are trying to make something beautiful, your personality is going to be fleshed out.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, and this goes back to the fundamental thing about art, is that what you believe is going to be fleshed out.
Yeah,
regardless of what you do.
Like, this is an art form. It's something that needs to be practiced. Mm-hmm. And so it's not, it's problematic if we're all just trying to be the same. Because yes. It's almost like these trends. It's like we're creating the same person. There's no differentiation.
We don't want robots.
Yeah. And so, but it's almost like it's creating where all the women look the same. Mm-hmm. And so either on the, you know, the baggy t-shirts or the dresses, any of that. And there's no personality type based off of woman, based off of family. And that's what's really weird about it.
Yeah. Well, it's like, because, and ultimately, what's so lovely about God's standard is that there really is the utmost freedom in it. Like, you truly do feel free. And it's not like, I think so many women think like, okay, well, to be a Christian woman means that I have to wear the frumpy outfits, or I can't wear nice makeup, or I can't do my hair, or, you know, or, and I'd really rather be like that girl over there that gets to, you know, wear tons of makeup and she looks beautiful and she gets spray tans and she dyes her hair and, you know, she is following all of the trends and she looks beautiful. And it's like, no, you're actually letting the culture dictate what defines beauty. And you're just over here with a jealous, ungrateful attitude when actually God has not said you cannot be beautiful. God wants you to be beautiful. And God has actually given you the most freedom, because in actuality, that girl over there that you think is beautiful is actually living an enslaved life of trying to always be relevant and trying to always be trendy. And that ultimately, she is a slave to the world. She has bought into, in order to be beautiful, I have to always keep up with the next trend. And that is exhausting. And there really is a wonderful freedom in when you are embracing who God created you to be and what kind of a life he gave you, when you are truly trying to honor him with your attitude and with your apparel in that, there really is a wonderful freedom, because you're not worrying about what that other person thinks about you. You're not worrying about you're not worrying about whether you're quote unquote relevant, because ultimately, you are confident in who God created you to be.
And that's a big thing. I think the confidence in the Lord. So knowing the standard that's set and then working within that framework of who your head is and honoring both the Lord and your head, and just that confidence in the Lord will carry you very far, because then it's like, there is no fear of man.
Yep. Like, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
And that's what we need to be striving after. It doesn't matter what, you know, someone's husband who's a pastor way over there is saying. It's what is God's standard for beauty, and that needs to be the basis for how we live.
And let me just add too, if you do see someone like that, pray for them, because you know, have pity upon that person, because that really is a sad life to live. And especially with the frumpy fanny look, or the cosplaying, they are clearly in some sort of unhappy state, and they are trying to escape something, and or trying to conform to something, because they're ultimately lacking an identity in Christ.
Yeah. And I think it could be multiple things. They're looking for fulfillment in something, the notoriety of like, I'm up to date on the trends, or it's wanting attention, or just a laziness to not want to work at that art form to be creative as a Christian woman. And so, yeah, they definitely need prayer, because that is a sad, sad life.
Because if you are confident, if you are a Christian woman and you're striving to be beautiful, you know, for God and for your family and for your community and who's around you, and you are operating based off of God's biblical standard of beauty, then that really is a potent woman, and everyone can tell which woman is actually secure in who she is and which woman isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And when a woman that's confident in who she is, comes across a woman who is actually really insecure, and that insecurity is striving, it is causing her to strive after attention of others and approval from man. It really, she can feel that that woman has something that she doesn't.
Mm.
So, but then that is a wonderful then opportunity to, especially if it's voiced, to then, you know, preach the gospel with your apparel.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we can tell when a woman's inside matches her outside.
And I think that's the biggest thing, even more than the dress.
Yeah.
Is like you can honestly have, you may have a woman who just kills it every time, can translate and looks appropriate for whatever event she's going to. But when the inside matches the outside,
mm-hmm.
When the heart truly is one that wants to be pleasing to the Lord, that's beauty. That's yep. beautiful.
Yep. And if you're not, then you just end up looking like Dolly Parton when you're older, still trying to stay relevant. And I think like, yeah. I mean, obviously the fundamental issue there is that she's not, she doesn't want to grow old. You know, but there is something to be said for, like, why do all these women all of a sudden feel like as they get older, they need to Botox every part in their body?
Yeah.
You know yeah. what I mean? It's like, why feel the need to do that? And it's, they are looking for the approval of man and they don't have a beautiful heart and their charm is fading and it's scaring them because all that's left is what was in your heart, and what was in your heart wasn't right to begin with.
Yeah. And I think this is definitely, as Christians, we need to be out front leading the way mm-hmm. of living artistic, creative lives that would be pleasing, honoring, glorifying to the Lord. And as particularly as women, that would be a blessing to our people.
Yes. And definitely if you are just, because I think sometimes the temptation can be that if someone has pushed against your apparel, regardless, whatever. And usually, especially this, I would say this for, Christian women, especially if you're a young Christian woman and someone has pushed against your apparel, be careful, to not let your immediate reaction, be to stick it in their face.
Mm-hmm.
Try to reset the standard, but do it in a way that's winsome.
Yeah.
And so, and I know one of the biggest issues can be, which this has been, you know, I think this is in particular with the frumpy floral dresses that have come into play, is that, well, then women now don't feel comfortable to wear a simple pair of pants to church, right? But then that now, coming back against that doesn't mean then you wear pants every single Sunday at church.
Mm-hmm.
Just to stick it in their faces, because now you're letting them dictate to you
right
what you should wear.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the opposite way. And so just think through what is pleasing to the Lord. What does my husband like? What does my father like? And what does my family like? And then dress in that way. And if, you know, if everyone's wearing dresses all the time, then by all means wear a pair of pants to church, but make sure you're doing it in the right sort of attitude. Because ultimately we're there to worship the King. We're there to have a meal with God.
Mm-hmm.
And so just keep that in mind. And then also keep in mind too, that if you have fallen into a trend, you know, and you are in that frumpy look, think about, I would just, you know, ask you to think about this. If you were to have a meal at the White House, and I'm not original with this statement. I don't know. I don't remember where this came from, but
okay.
It's not original with me. If you were to have a meal at the White House, right, and the president asked you to have a meal with him, you know how you dress at that meal.
Mm-hmm.
But then you are coming to have a meal with Christ every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
If you take communion every Sunday, like we do at our church, you're coming to have a meal with the King of Kings every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to dress? Yep. And the simple answer should be your best. Mm-hmm. Come with your best foot forward.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of what everyone else thinks.
Yeah.
And that desire to be pleasing to God will be blessed.
Yeah. Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. And if you have like fallen into a trend and you're like, all right, I hear what you're saying, but I have, you know, I don't necessarily have a bunch of resources to go and buy a whole new wardrobe. I think just be willing to be patient and save up, work with what you've got for now. If you can't, like, go get new wardrobe, or even just like be patient and then get a few nice outfits. Like, it would be better for you to have like two or three really nice, classic, modest, feminine outfits that your husband likes, that you like, that are pleasing to the Lord, than to have 10 outfits that are just kind of so-so, that have bought into all the trends just because that's what was trendy at the moment.
Yep. And a couple other hot tips would be buy basic pieces. And what I mean by basic is like a simple blouse or a pair of pants, or, you know, or like just like a blazer. Like, you don't have to go and like buy whole outfits that match. Like, I bought this outfit in particular, thinking through this one outfit I have. Buy outfits that can go with, buy basic pieces that can go with several different outfits. And you will accumulate a classic style. And one of the ways that I know we do this is because we don't have time to go shopping on the regular. And so, us girls will make a day out of it and we'll go shopping, and then we'll, go to different stores, that we know have some of our favorite pieces. I know Ann Taylor is one, and we'll often go to like the back where there's that sale rack. And it's usually because there's a bunch of like one-off pieces, and we'll fish through that. And you can usually get some pretty good deals on basic tops that then you can go pair with your other outfits. And then watch for deals, you know, sign up for email lists. If there's a sale going on, again, go scroll through that. You can usually find a few.
Or maybe you're a good thrifter.
That is not my skill, but if you are, more power to you. That is wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have
that. And I mean that. No, yeah, that is, if that is your skill, then go do that, and go do that to the glory of God. We don't have a great thrift. We don't have great thrift stores around here that sell good clothing. So that's not really our skill. But if that is your skill, you go do that. And yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, and just, I'd say more importantly, make sure the heart behind it, the attitude. Don't adopt a frumpy attitude either. So make sure it's pleasing, honoring, glorifying to the Lord, that it's creative, artistic. Develop that art form. Just be a creative, artistic Christian across the board.
And if you do see a trend that you like, you know, then I would say, first of all, evaluate, you know, what do I like, what's pleasing me about this look? And if it is, if there's nothing wrong with it, like, I know the jeggings came around, and we still love them. And so that was one particular trend that we adopted because we really like it and we think it's beautiful, and it has really worked for our particular lifestyle, then, you know, then adopt it. But be leery of adopting whole trends is what we're saying.
Yeah, I would be careful before I adopt anything wholesale.
Yeah, for just, sure.
Once again, evaluate it, maybe pray about it, just see. But it's not bad to be in some form or fashion trendy if that is like your style. If, you know, a trend comes around, it's like, oh, that is something that fits my style, fits my lifestyle, my husband approves of it, and I'm not doing it just to be like everyone else.
And then always try to push yourself. Like, you know, if you find yourself getting caught in the same five hairdos or in the same five outfits, then try to, you know, try to push yourself, try to get some more hairdos under your belt, try to get better at something. And, that would be also another thing, so you can, not get stuck in a rut of your appearance. Cause I mean, you do want to, continue to push yourself to find more ways to be creative and be beautiful, and just make sure that you are allowing God to define your standard of beauty and then not the culture. And if a whole bunch of Christian women did that and let God define the standard of beauty, and their theology was so deep within themselves that it couldn't help but permeate throughout their home, throughout their appearance, throughout their lifestyle, throughout their community, throughout their church, it would be a wonderful sight if a bunch of women were just accepting God's standard for beauty and then translating that in their own way. That would be quite spectacular if then the clothing companies started themselves without realizing what they're doing, embracing God's standard.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there'd be such a neat, like-mindedness. We're united to the same goal at under the same foundation, but then there would be such wonderful variety.
Yeah.
That would be pleasing to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So do all to the glory of God.
We'll see you guys next time for Hot Topic October.
Bye, guys.